Are you going to plant a new hayfield this year? Instead of automatically planting pure alfalfa, think about mixing some grass into your planting.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus. Here is the University's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Hay growers in our area often plant new fields to alfalfa without even thinking about other alternatives. For lots of folks, pure alfalfa is the best choice. But for many of you, it might be better to mix in some grass, like orchard grass, smooth brome, or festalolium with your alfalfa. Let's look at some advantages of a grass-alfalfa mixture. If you regularly feed more than 5 or 6 pounds of alfalfa per day to stock cows during winter, they probably are getting way more than enough protein, but maybe not enough TDN or energy. Mixing grass with alfalfa usually lowers the protein, but slightly increases the TDN content of hay. So your cows actually could receive a more balanced diet. Also, if you sometimes graze your hay fields, grass will reduce the risk of bloat. In the field, grass can grow in areas where alfalfa is not well adapted, or fill in spots as alfalfa dies out. This is better than having weeds invade bare areas. Grass-alfalfa mixtures often dry out more rapidly after cutting than pure alfalfa, so you might get more hay made without rain damage. And if it does rain, the mixture usually suffers less injury, both in the windrow and in the bale. Yield-wise, protein yield may be less with the mix, but total tonnage usually is about the same or even higher than pure stands. Most of the grass yield will come at first cut, so regrowth will be mostly alfalfa. Selling a mixture can be more difficult, though, because dairies prefer pure alfalfa and grass is more difficult to grind. You know alfalfa is good, but maybe for you, mixing it with grass is even better.
Take a look to those area hay prices coming up after this.